This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember you find these daily updates and all of our new video content at Rumble. Rumble, it's just like YouTube, except they don't censor us. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV. You could go to our website. All of our archives are there, skywatchtv.com. Or even better, get our free mobile app. That helps you guarantee you're bypassing the gatekeepers of big tech. It's produced, our app is produced by a Christian company, and all of our archives are there as well. Also, you get free samples of my new book with the mobile app. We'll tell you about that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, Omicron. I want to clear up a misconception that I may have given you on Monday. There were some who took away from Monday's program that I was concerned about the heavily mutated Omicron variant of SARS-CoV-2 or SARS-2. If that's the takeaway that you got from Monday, then I didn't do my job properly as a communicator. Because no, I think the Omicron variant is following the pattern of every coronavirus in history, which is that as it mutates, it tends to become more transmissible, but it also becomes less virulent, less dangerous. And as I noted during the program, the South African doctor who found the virus or discovered it noted that the patients she's seen with the virus, with the Omicron variant, that is, appear to have very mild symptoms, a couple days of muscle aches, and then it's gone. And of course, the good news then is they've got the immunity built up now against the virus and presumably against future strains, because the natural immunity that you get from recovering from the infection is better than what you get from the vaccine. So again, the point was that this variant is being used to justify by politicians and bureaucrats another wave of restrictions on our freedoms, freedom of movement, freedom to congregate, and they're using a disease that even before the Omicron variant, which appears to be milder than Delta, was 99.7% survivable, and even more survivable for young, healthy people, which begs the question, what's with all the soccer players collapsing on the field lately? Now, I know if you're outside the United States, this is football. Here in America, this is soccer. Football is played by 300-pound guys wearing armor. Anyway, a number of high-profile football players have developed sudden heart issues, and this is raising questions. For example, a former striker for England, Trevor Sinclair, openly asked if the reason that you're seeing so many young, healthy, very fit athletes, and you can make a good case that soccer players are among the most fit, if not the most fit athletes on the planet, maybe them along with hockey players, asking if this was due to vaccines. Now, the corporate media has rushed in to say, no, no, it can't. We don't know what it is, but it can't be the vaccines. How do we know that unless we ask the question and actually start looking at data? You start automatically making assumptions before you do the experiment and ruling out answers before you actually test your hypothesis. That's not science. But that's what the corporate media is doing here. The corporate media tried to ignore it, but last week, 3 high-profile players were hospitalized either during training sessions or during in the middle of matches. Wigan striker Charlie Wyke, age 28, collapsed during training. Sheffield United's John Fleck, 30 years old, collapsed on the pitch at Reading. And Adama Traore went down clutching his chest, heart pains, while playing in the Champions League for Sheriff Tiraspol against Real Madrid. Hard for the media to ignore that. What is going on where you've got these young, healthy, fit athletes suddenly collapsing and showing signs of cardiac distress? Well, the experts are coming out of the woodwork to say, well, there's no evidence that heart problems were occurring in footballers more frequently, and this is just a statistical cluster. It's all just coincidence. Well, call me crazy, but I'm not a coincidence theorist. Anyway, we will see. The data will out, and history, I think, will not be kind to those who are on the wrong side of this issue. A new peer-reviewed study, by the way, adding more data to our knowledge bank about COVID-19, a hospital in India has found that people with the blood groups A, B, or with Rh-positive blood are more susceptible to being infected with COVID-19 than those with O, AB, and Rh-negative blood. Now, bear in mind that there are a lot of other factors that could play into this. And since this was conducted, even though this is a peer-reviewed study, the sample is kind of skewed because all of the patients in the study, being a hospital in India, were Indians, and so there may be other factors at work here. This needs to be replicated. This experiment needs to be done again. Data collected, surveyed again. That's what science is. Topic number four, moving on. Woke medicine. Doctors are warning that new medical school guidance would lead to unqualified physicians and unscientific medicine. The Washington Free Beacon reporting that the Liaison Committee on Medical Education, which accredits all medical schools here in North America, co-sponsored by the AMA and the Association of American Medical Colleges, together, those two groups on October 30th released a controversial guide to advancing health equity through language, narrative, and concepts. Language, narrative, and concepts. These concepts include the idea that individualism and meritocracy are malignant narratives that create harm, and that using race as a proxy for genetics leads directly to racial health inequities, and that medical vulnerability is the result of socially created processes rather than biology. Well, the Free Beacon reached out to five professors and practicing doctors for their comment, and their response was that integrating these ideas into medical training would be a catastrophe, resulting in underqualified doctors, missed diagnoses, and unscientific medical school criteria. They pointed out that a lot of conditions, like Tay-Sachs, which disproportionately impacts Ashkenazi Jews, or triple-negative breast cancer, which disproportionately affects black women, vary based on genetics. These are clearly genetic factors, or racial, if you prefer, but this push for woke medicine continues nonetheless, and it is being promoted by activist non-government organizations, NGOs, that are in turn funded by some of the largest and wealthiest charitable foundations in the country, like W.W. Kellogg, the Atlantic Philanthropies, and the Ford Foundation. And as for meritocracy being malignant, look, I don't care what color my doctor is, as long as he or she knows what they're doing. Prioritizing diversity over competence is stupid and is going to cost lives. Topic number three, Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court on Wednesday takes up a challenge to abortion rights. Roe versus Wade, this is a direct challenge out of Mississippi, where a law passed in 2018, blocked by lower courts, would ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, allowing them only in a case of medical emergencies or severe fetal abnormality. This is a direct attack on the 1973 Roe versus Wade ruling by the Supreme Court, and a follow-on decision, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, about 20 years after. The court held that a state can impose some restrictions on abortion, provided they don't create an undue burden, but they can't ban the procedure before fetal viability, which is generally considered to be 23 or 24 weeks. Now, Mississippi has said it must be free to take account of advancements in medical knowledge that shift the point of viability to earlier in the pregnancy. In its submissions, Mississippi said the Supreme Court made a fundamental error in its landmark ruling, saying, quote, nothing in constitutional text, structure, history, or tradition supports a right to abortion, end quote. In that, they are correct. Honest attorneys, even pro-abortion attorneys who are honest, will say the 1973 ruling was awful. The right to abortion, if it's in the Constitution, it's written in invisible ink. Topic number two. Changes at Twitter. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is out after 16 years at the social media company that he co-founded. Some inside the company think he's not leaving of his own accord. His replacement is Chief Technology Officer Parag Agrawal, whose first decision is to no longer allow people to share images or videos of private individuals without their consent. How Twitter chooses to enforce this remains to be seen. Liberal journalist Matt Taibbi made this observation on Dorsey's resignation. It's the latest plot point in a long-developing internet tragicomedy, which has seen what was supposed to be a historically democratizing technological tool transformed into a dystopian force for censorship and control. Which is why if you look at the bottom of the screen here, you'll see we're also on other social media sites now, just in case Twitter decides to go all dystopian on us the way YouTube did. Gab, Getter, Parler, follow us there. And coming up, a dark winter for Germany and how you can get the Defender Family Bible. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival, and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with The Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, dark winter in Germany. By the end of next year, 2022, Germany will have shut down another six nuclear plants with a total capacity of 8.54 gigawatts. That is double the average consumption of the country of Denmark. The reason this is significant is because Germany has been finding that the green energy that it is turning toward is not as reliable as they would have liked. The first 9 months of 2021, they saw a 3.3% increase in Germany in energy consumption. This due mainly to the economy coming back online after COVID lockdowns. But during that same period, 3.3% energy increase, Germany used 20% more coal-fired power because of unfavorable weather conditions for their solar and wind generators. Wind and solar plants delivered much less electricity compared to the same period last year, despite having more installed capacity. There are more wind turbines, more solar farms, and yet they delivered less power to the German energy grid. And now, even with that information in hand, the government in Germany is pulling its nuclear plants and its coal power plants offline in the middle of winter. Going green is a religion. That's why we do what we do here. Well, really what we do here is to not only present information that we pray you find useful, but also to support the work at our sister ministry, Whispering Ponies Ranch. We're gearing up for a 2022 camping season along with our partners at Royal Family Kids. They work with children in the foster system between the ages of 9 to 11. The last couple of weeks on Skywatch TV, we've been talking to Nita Horn, CEO of Whispering Ponies Ranch, and the founder of Royal Family Kids, Wayne Tesh. If you haven't seen those episodes, you really need to find those in the archives, whether at the mobile app, skywatchtv.com, or our Rumble channel. Find those episodes and find out what it is that we're doing at the ranch there and why we ask for your support. And we're asking you to partner with us to help complete some play area construction for those children at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Everything we do there, we try to do without borrowing a dime. And so far, the Lord has provided through you and your generosity. Look for the Friends of the Children special offer at skywatchtvstore.com. For your donation, you can donate whatever, however you're led, but if you donate $300 or more, we will send you as our thanks the Defender Family Bible. This is a hardback edition of the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha. The Apocrypha that came with the 1611 King James plus the book of 1 Enoch, Jasher, Jubilees, in a nice hardback. This would look wonderful on your coffee table, but as I've said, even better in your lap as you use it to study. And as you're getting to my age, the larger print is really nice. For $300 or more, that plus a gift box and a $100 gift certificate to spend any way you like at the SkyWatch TV store. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the Bible, a gift box, a gift certificate worth $300 at the SkyWatch TV store, plus an invitation to our sponsors' banquet at the 2022 Defender Conference. Yes, we are planning to meet in person in 2022, and we hope to see you there. We hope to see you at the sponsors' banquet. We'll also invite you to take a tour of Whispering Ponies Ranch to see what you have built, and join us for a group photograph, the staff at Whispering Ponies Ranch, the staff of SkyWatch TV, and join us here in our new studios for a taping of a SkyWatch TV episode. That and more for your donation, your gift of $1,000 or more. Again, find out more online, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us toll-free, 844-750-4985. You can watch the new documentary by Josh Peck, The Great Delusion, exposing the truth behind the UFO disclosure movement, or his award-winning documentary, Silent Cry, Belly of the Beast, Inhuman, other documentaries for as little as $3. SkyWatchFilms.com. It's where we've collected all of our documentaries produced over the last 6 years. You can access them for 7 days for as little as $2.95, or purchase unlimited access. If you want to share them from now until whenever with your friends and family members, that would be great too. Find all of the films linked at SkyWatchFilms.com. Again, your opportunity to see award-winning documentary films and eye-opening, breathtaking tours of the Holy Land for as little as $3. SkyWatchFilms.com. Wayne Tesh, Nita Horn, our guests on SkyWatch TV this week. They talk with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team about the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch and our partnership with Royal Family Kids, how you can save the life, and I'm not exaggerating there, of a child in the foster system. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch the program right now if you've got the SkyWatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV. I encourage you to do it. It will touch your heart. But if you download our free mobile app, you can bring that program right into the palm of your hand, smartphone or tablet, whether it's an iOS or Android device or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. All of our video content goes there. News updates that the mainstream media wants you to miss. And God bless Tom Horn. He publishes excerpts from Defender Publishing books like my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. You'll get these 3 times a week through February. That's my to-do list from, through the holidays, is pull the excerpts out so we got enough to get us through February. Yes, you'll get a good chunk of the book absolutely free if you download the free mobile app, smartphone or tablet, iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire tablet, and we've got links to the app stores for you at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. One final note. Marcus Lamb, co-founder of Daystar Television, has passed due to complications of COVID-19. This was confirmed by Daystar Television on Tuesday. So we just ask for your prayers for Joni Lamb, the family, and everyone at Daystar Television, that the peace of our Lord, which passes all understanding, will help them through this difficult time. We appreciate their partnership. We pray for the Lord's comfort upon them. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.